and everything's looking like what I'm looking for. Seems so nice and sweet, the chemist keeps you off your feet. I've never met him, but I've met him before. But when he dropped me off, he didn't walk me through the door. I've been there, done that, got the shirt, got the hat, the same, the first rodeo. I've been around a block or two, it's looking like deja vu, and I've already seen that show. Baby, just save your breath. That's a love story that I've already read. Another stage, different number on the page. Here he comes, riding in on a white horse. Getting to the final chapter, should be happy ever after. But it's looking like every ending before. Might as well close the book and throw it on the floor. Cause I've been there, done that. Got the shirt, got the hat, this ain't the first rodeo. I've been around a block or two, it's looking like doing. I've already seen that show. Baby, just save your breath. That's a love story that I've already read. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Baby, just save your breath. Cause I've been
of What Is With Murph. On the show today, we have a super talented singer-songwriter and mutual friend of ours, the lovely Miss Kimber Kane, joining us. We both met Kimber in person back in June. Matter of fact, I think Craig introduced me to her back in June at the AWABA Awards. So I'm kind of excited to get to catch up with her and see what she's been up to since then. But we'll talk with her about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And I've got Craig with me. Hey, Craig, how are you, buddy? Okay. And with that, I think we're going to welcome the...
Cody, can you hear me?
Kimber Kane to the show.
Yeah, Cody, hi. I'm sorry, I had the mute button instead by accident. Hey, Kimber.
Hey, how are both of you?
I was good, but now I'm great now that we're talking to you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you for doing this today.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Like we said, like I said in the intro, we met back in June at the Commodore for the AWABA Awards, and that was such a fun night, wasn't it?
That was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Met a lot of new people that evening. It was a really, really fun night.
How many people would you say? There were about 4,000 people there? About 3,000, 4,000?
Yeah, I think
Probably. Yeah. I'm an accountant and I can't even count that far.
It might take us a while.
Eventually.
My first red carpet ever, which
that was really cool.
Crazy in and of itself.
Crazy. That makes it even more memorable that way when it's your first one.
Right. And speaking of red carpets and award shows, you picked up a pretty prestigious award last month yourself.
I did, at the Josie Music Awards. I ended up winning Modern Country Female Vocalist of the Year, which is super awesome. I was totally surprised and not expecting that because I was up against some, oh my gosh, amazing female vocalists. So being able to win that's just awesome.
You up against 9-10 other people, at least. Again, I can't count that far. But the point was, you won it, and I couldn't have been more happy for you when they announced your name. I was thrilled.
Oh, I was thrilled as well because, I was not expecting that up against all those other names because I knew quite a bit of them and they are all amazing themselves. And so winning that was just made my year.
good things come to those at the last when they least expect it, and it certainly happened in this case, but well deserving, obviously.
Well, thank you. Thank
exactly.
you. I try to work really hard and just keep pushing forward and hope that eventually it pays off and. I'm starting to see some things happening, which is really cool.
Awesome. I wanted to come to the Josie Awards. I couldn't be there, but hopefully next year.
Yeah, definitely. We missed you there this year, and it was a really fun day. It was a little warm at the beginning of the day, but as it got later into the evening, it was beautiful out.
Warm. It was brutal.
You know,
it was so hot. I was dehydrated from giving out those programs.
Oh,
I kept going
too hard.
I was hiding
in the shade.
Lucky you. I wish I could be hiding in the shade. Instead, I had to bake in the sun. Going everyone program here, program. My God, my days as an usher are retired, numbered.
After the sun went down, the weather was very enjoyable.
Yes, it was definitely country blast.
And speaking of not expecting an award, I was so not expecting that Awaba award I won. I was so not expecting that.
That is so awesome. And congrats to you on that. You definitely deserve it.
Thank you. When they called my name, it took a second for it to register. I'm like, wait, what's happening here?
Did they just say my name?
Yeah, it's like, wait, what's going on?
And that's the best
when I get up,
ever,
I don't know. Yes, it is. When I went up to accept the award, I don't know if you heard me tell Chris this, but he says, you know you gotta make an acceptance speech, right? I'm going, put me on the spot here, aren't you, Chop? Put me on the spot here, aren't you?
We put people on the spot all the time, so we deserve a little bit back, I guess.
Sure, we do. That's probably fair. But beyond thanking Chris and Allie, I had nothing. I seriously had nothing beyond that.
Oh, well, that is awesome, though. I mean, and that makes a very memorable summer for you as well. And I think once we kind of win awards like that really boosts our confidence in ourselves, and it just makes us push harder and drive harder to achieve the next milestone that we can get to. And so I think it's always a good thing when we can win stuff like that because it just keeps us pushing and it keeps our confidence, you know, up. And so it's awesome. It just keeps us going.
And knowing
right,
that
I agree.
Achieve, an award for both of you before, you both know in your heart that you can do it again if you just keep at it step by step.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, there's always going to be awards that you're not going to win, but it just takes that one to win that it just boosts your confidence right back up and lets you know that you are doing what you were brought here to do, and it's just fun.
Right, exactly. And I'll be honest with you, Kimber. When I started this radio show, I switching gears a little bit.
Yeah.
It was never about me. The show is, I created this show specifically for you guys.
That is awesome.
To get your voices and your music out there. So the show's never been about me at all.
That is really cool. Well, and we appreciate that because I know that it takes a lot of hard work for you to, you know, have to put all this on and to plan and market it and, you know, do all the social media to advertise who you're going to be having on the shows and the support. We really appreciate it because there's a lot of hard work that goes on your end that, you know, people don't realize.
Right.
The one is
social media.
Scheduling.
You, my friend, speaking of social media, you, my friend, are a beast at retweeting things. You, my friend, are a beast at that.
I try. I'm trying to get a lot better at Twitter. I'm good at retweeting. I'm not so good at posting posts, but I can retweet like no other.
You have the fastest. You have the best Tweety Bird fingers in the West.
Hey, there we go. I like it. I do have my Instagram connected to my Twitter, so that way when I post something on Instagram, it'll automatically go over to Twitter because I'm trying to get so much better at Twitter. Instagram and Facebook I can handle. Twitter and I, for some reason, we're slowly but surely.
Slowly becoming friends.
Yeah.
Well, if you could win, I have confidence in you that you could do it. If you could win an female, modern female entertainer of the world, you can get your fingers in shape to do tweets too.
I have some crazy Twitter fingers.
Yes. Twitter fingers.
You know, while we're on the subject of social media, I have a couple social media questions for you pertaining to social media.
Oh boy, here we go.
How has social media affected your career thus far?
Social media has actually been a blessing. I know in some aspects with all the electronics and, you know, the digital downloads and some things, how that can hurt or be a positive for a singer's career. For me, social media has been really good because it gets my music out to different states, different countries, different areas to where I have not been able to physically, you know, visit and reach. And so with the click of a button on the internet, my music can be turned on and, you know, way on the other side of the United States. And same goes for social media. You know, I can chat with you, for instance, and Craig, and we can be talking and catching up with each other through social media. And it's just amazing. It's been very helpful. Very, very helpful. So I think it's a good thing. I know it does have its pitfalls. There's, you know, there's always going to be those. But for the most part, it's been a very beneficial part to independent artists trying to get their music out there.
You know, and for us too, I mean, for me as a host, Twitter is where I get 90% of my guests. So,
right.
And,
that's awesome.
And like you said, the promotion aspect of Twitter is what I love most about it. Is I can get at today's show, for example, I put out a promotional tweet, and you'll retweet it, and somebody else might retweet it or whatever, you know.
Right.
And that's how it spreads. So
exactly. That is, yeah, that's definitely the cool thing about Twitter. It's definitely good about spreading the word.
It can lead to a chain. One tweet leads to another tweet and a retweet and so on.
Exactly.
True,
exactly.
Can. And specifically Twitter and Instagram are two of my main promotional tools for the show. So
that is awesome. Yeah. Yeah, well, that is really cool. Yeah, social media can definitely be a big benefit, especially trying to reach people in areas that you don't live in.
Exactly.
Well, I admit that I wouldn't be able to reach you from in Missouri where you are at Camber if it wasn't for social media.
Exactly. We probably wouldn't know each other unless we ran into each other randomly somewhere in Nashville.
That's
true.
Correct, regardless of the fact that we're almost related with your last name being Kane and my last name being Andrew.
Hey, there we go.
Kane, that's
too funny.
That's awesome. I never thought about that, but that is awesome.
I thought about that at Wavro Awards.
I might want to be able in the aspect of things I'm in this perspective.
You're definitely more than able to be a cane, that's all. And I'm definitely able to be a cane,
man.
Too, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, this is
going to
be awesome. Oh, this is awesome. Another question.
You never know what we're going to venture off on.
This is true. Another question about social media I had for you is, and I don't usually ask this question a lot, but do you think it's easier now for people to be noticed by not just the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole than it was, say 15, 20 years ago before the invention of social media?
I do that's a tough question. That could go kind of both ways. I do think it is a lot easier for people to get their music out there in front of the music industry and seeing, you know, like other people retweeting or following people on Facebook and Instagram and finding them on like their YouTube videos and different things like that and seeing all the views and seeing, you know, the popularity or how many view counts it has. I think that has definitely grown compared to the industry going out and searching. Like before, you know, in Nashville, you never know who would walk into somewhere, which I think that still stands true today. You never know when someone might walk in when you're doing a set somewhere. But I think it'd be more likely to happen through social media or through YouTube in today's time.
Let's see. Another question I had is, and I'm a big fan of watching artist interviews. I will watch a read or listen to any artist interview I can possibly get my hands on, because I think it helps me be better at what I do with the show. So I was watching. I was watching Dan Rather, probably one of the best interviewers of all time. I was talking to a Kid Rock one time, and he asked this one question, and I'm gonna kind of amend it a little bit, but when your career takes off. When you're winning CMA Award after CMA Award, which is going to happen for you, what's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Oh, my goodness. It'd probably be that I would like to stay true to who I am. As I go through this journey, you know, there's a lot of things in the entertainment world that has tried to change a lot of artists of who they truly are. And I like to say that I'm grounded in my roots and I know, you know, who I am, what I will sing about, what I won't sing about, you know, different subject matter kind of things, things that interest me that I'll share with the world, you know. And then there's other things, you know, that gets controversial and things that I just, you know, I will always have my opinion, but I'm not going to get vocal about that out there to the world and, you know, cause all kinds of feuding of, well, you know, this person, her opinion is this. And so I just like to say that I like to stay true to myself, you know, and I think that God has blessed me, and I follow, you know, hopefully all the path that he guides me on and stay true to who he wants me to be and not let myself fall off a path, hopefully. And I believe that as long as I follow God's path and believe in him, that he'll lead me to where I need to be.
He wants you to continue to win awards at the Josie Awards, at WAB Awards, and eventually CMA Awards.
Oh, well, oh, that would be amazing. I hope so.
I hope so, too.
My motto that I live by is striving to make a positive difference in this world one song at a time. And so I know that, you know, all the craziness that goes on in the world, if my song could make somebody happy for a little bit or get out of all the situations, you know, of what may be going on with them through my 3-4 minute song and just put them in a new state of mind for a little bit to be happy or cheer up or kick back and dance, then, you know, that's just what I wanted. I want to be able to touch people through my music and hopefully put a smile on their face.
I definitely can't think of you anymore enough, and I can't wait for the next love story on a Sunday based on your song.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, yes.
Cody, after this question, I want to ask Camber about her Josie Awards performance. I'm sorry.
Okay. Speaking of your music, the song we played to kick things off today, a love story that I've already read, is so good. Holy crap, it's such a good song.
Thank you.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but that song came in about a month ago at number 3 on my indie country radio show that I do every Friday.
Awesome. That is amazing. And to know that the feedback of that song, that people are, you know, taking it and loving it, that means a lot. Because I put it out there hoping, you know, you never know if people are going to accept it, love it. You put it out there hoping, knowing that you love it when you record it, and you want everyone else to accept it and love it as well. So that's awesome that you've been getting great feedback on it.
And that leads me to ask, are there any plans for like a full-length album or an EP on the way or anything?
Yes, there is. Actually, I'm going to be releasing my second EP. It's going to be coming up, the date to be announced. I'm actually going to be releasing my next single before I release the EP. And we're working on everything to get the next single out, Your Love Is Like a Sunday. And that's actually the song Craig was talking about. I performed at the Josie Music Awards. So it will be my next single. I've only performed it a handful of times, so not very many people have heard it yet. But I thought I'd do some little teasers to get it out there a little bit. People get a little sneak peek here of it. And I'm really excited about it. This one, my love story that I've already read, is real peppy, upbeat, toe-tapper, just a really fun song. And Your Love Is Like a Sunday is complete opposite. It's a slower song that really pulls you in. And I think I love the song. It's one of those where I wanted one that, you know, it wasn't like talking about boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, the fight you've been in or looking for the right one. It's pretty much talking about that you found the right one. And being with that person makes everything else in the world go away. So, yeah.
Well, does that include the fact of go, because you said your love is like a Sunday. You said pull in. If it pulls me right into the Sunday, I'm going to gain 5 more pounds. So I hope the Sunday's fat free.
I mean, if you want to turn it that way and turns you into an ice cream sundae, makes you want one of those, that works too. That could be a whole new marketing idea.
Wow.
I like it.
Ice cream, whipped cream and a cherry on top.
Boy.
Why not? That's a form of tangible sweet love.
Well, now you're making me hungry for an ice cream sundae.
Oh, no. I guess it backfired the diet plan already.
Well,
yes. I want Cody. I wanted to ask Camber about your Josie Awards performance. When you said "Love Is Like a Sunday," you sang, I believe, you were the last performance of the Josie Awards ceremony. You came right after Elena, and
yes,
it was no lights. All the lights were turned out. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They were. I was next to last. Cat was after me, and but yeah, it was still a lot of fun. I know the lights were out and everything. They were getting them warmed up, I guess, to try and get them turned on, and they didn't get turned on in time. But it was still a lot of fun. You know, getting to be on that stage on the Nissan Stadium field, it's just a magical moment, regardless if lights were on or off.
Well, the one reason, I don't think Kelsey turned the lights on because she knew you were illuminating enough, so you didn't. They didn't need any real lights. I was in the first row for your show performance, and you definitely were shined through.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
It was
I think
a lot
you
of
could
fun.
Tell too. It was, and I think you could tell that
okay.
I loved it too when I embraced
yes.
you right after the your performance. It was fantastic.
Yes, and I appreciated you sticking around to watch.
I wouldn't have left that stadium at all if you went on.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I've got a couple more questions for you, but first off, keep us posted on when that next single comes out.
Oh,
I'd
sure will. I'll send it your way.
I'd be more than happy to play it on the show anytime.
Oh, awesome. Well, I will definitely get it sent your way as soon as we get it released.
Awesome. Thanks. But
yeah.
A couple more questions for you. Then I think we're going to wrap things up because it's already been about 30 minutes, which is crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Time flies. It feels like we've only just started talking.
I know.
This is like the interview that we never have heard.
Well played, buddy. as a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
Oh, my goodness. Everyday life. You know, just if you really put it into perspective, we are not on this earth for very long. And so we should all be able to go out and achieve our dreams, chase them, and live them out to their fullest. And so knowing that, you know, because we never know how long we're going to be here on this earth. And so that is what really motivates me to make sure and get out there and get everything as much done as possible before, you know, I go to my next home and in the hopefully in the sky. But and then also just, like I said, everyday experiences, you know, relationships with people, just witnessing, you know, everything going on in the world. And that just influences me and inspires me to sit down and write about it. And so that's what inspires and motivates me to just keep going. And then you know, you see all the cool stuff that people do, and you're like, wow, that would be cool to do. That'd be cool to experience. And so it just makes you push harder and harder to be able to achieve those things.
I think you're more motivated. I'm sorry. Sorry, go ahead.
We've only got, like about 45 seconds or so left. So this might be my last question, but what's the best advice you've ever been given, whether personally or professionally?
Oh, my goodness, that is a hard one. I would have to say that it would be to stay true to yourself. Be exactly who you are, and what's going to happen is going to happen. I know one quote I live by: when difficult times come along, it's just a situation and you can handle it. God wouldn't put it in front of you if he didn't think that you could jump the fence and get over it. And so I just, every situation that comes my way, I try to look at it as the half glass, or the glass half full. And so know that, you know, it's just a day, and tomorrow something new is going to come along. And like I said, we're all here just for a little while, so we should all be able to go out and do what we want to do with our lives.
Yeah. With your Sunday, love, just like a Sunday, trust me, the glass is full. It ain't half full.
Well, thank you.
Welcome.
Oh, well, thank you all so much for having me on the show. I had a lot of fun. This 30 minutes went by entirely too quickly.
Wait, it's been
totally
an honor.
Blue-back.
I wanted to ask you, Camber, one quick question. If your EP is coming out, would you have any plans to perform in other states? You know, because I would love to see you in the Northeast area, and if not up here, I would love to see you around CMA Fest perform.
Yeah,
if it's possible.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I know the past couple of years, I've gotten to perform at CMA Fest, did some acoustic sets out in a few different places, and that was super fun. And yeah, I'm always up willing, you know, if the schedule works out, to be able to go perform in new places. I love that. That's one of the fun parts of what I love to do, getting to venture and see new places, meet new people, and spread my music.
Well, I think New Jersey and New York would definitely love to have you bring your music here.
Well, I would definitely love to visit there and come sing there sometime.
I'd love that, Camber.
Having met you once and talking for this about 30 minutes, you, my friend, are one of the best people.
Well, thank you. That really makes my day. Thank you. Well, I think the world of both of you as well.
I hope I'm not overstepping, but I do consider you a very, very dear friend.
Oh, well, I consider both of you very dear friends as well. You guys are just amazing and awesome people, and I am blessed to know both of you. And I'm so glad we got to meet in person.
Same here, Camber. The feeling is mutual, trust me.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
And if there's ever anything that we can do for you on the show, whether it's promotion for this new single or this upcoming EP, whatever it is, don't ever reach out, okay?
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. Like I said, you guys put a lot of hard work and dedication, you know, behind the scenes to get all this up and running, and I praise you for it and thank you for it, because if it weren't for you all, you guys contribute to helping getting our music out and getting our voice heard in the world. So thank you so much.
No, my pleasure. And just in speaking to you and other artists like Cody and I do, that's our to be able to experience that, that's our compensation. It makes us feel wonderful to speak to you like we're doing right now.
Oh, well, that is
exactly.
Amazing. Well, thank
people
you,
like
both
you
so much.
People like you and guests like you make this all worth it.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, I have to say, people like the both of you make, oh my gosh, what I do so much fun getting to do interviews like this. So it's a mutual.
Before I burst into tears here.
Do I need to change the subject? Hold on, wait. Let's turn this around real quick. Are either of you dressing up for Halloween? I can turn this around and make it real fun and funny real fast.
Sure.
That depends on if my little cousin comes trick or treating at the house. That depends. I dressed up for him. I dressed up as a former Chicago Cubs baseball player.
Oh, that's awesome! How fun!
I've got.
What about you, Craig?
I've got
20.
Well, right now I don't have anything planned. But if I felt if I eat enough oranges, I can appear as the Great Pumpkin. So maybe I'll go with that.
I've got 29 Major League Baseball official jerseys hanging in my closet, because I've got a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. I've got probably Halloween costumes for the next 30 years in there. So
that's so cool. Well, how neat is that? That's an awesome, you know, thing to achieve throughout your life, is to visit all of those. How neat.
Yes.
And be able to record and document and probably take pictures and write about it. That's awesome history for, you know, you to tell about one day and for people to look back on through the years.
and I'm actually writing a book about it.
Oh, that is even better. How cool.
It's called
A
Throwing
so
Curveballs.
That is so cool.
And,
oh, man, you are very
awesome.
Inspiring yourself.
And these trips have thrown us a lot of curveballs, I will say that much right now.
Oh, I bet. I bet you never know what's going to, yeah, traveling and different trips to places, never know what's on the road ahead and speed bumps along the way.
I'll tell you this.
Speed bumps and flat tires on the way.
I'll tell you this. When we were in California, there's 5 stadiums in California, okay?
Oh, wow.
We did 5 stadiums in 5 days. It was
oh,
nuts.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
It was completely
you
nuts.
You were all over the place. But what a cool
it
experience
was,
to be able to say you did that.
Yeah, it's been great. We've been doing it since, like, 2012, and it's been just great, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, I'm a big sports
fan myself.
And how many did you say,
how many did you say you've been to out of the 30?
29.
Oh, my goodness. So what's the one that you lack?
Seattle.
Seattle.
And we're doing that.
Oh, how neat.
We're doing that, I think, this coming June.
Oh,
we'll
how cool.
So.
Well, man. And then you'll be able to finish the book.
Yep.
That is really cool. I'm excited to check out this book when you get it completed.
Awesome. Hey, thank you for taking well over 30 minutes to come on and do this. This has been so much fun.
It has been a blast. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the both of you very much. You both are very awesome.
This has been
people.
Such a fabulous interview, Camber. And if when new music gets released by you, I would love, I'm sure we would all love to have you back on as a guest. And maybe you can interview us longer.
Definitely. Yes, that'd be a lot of fun. Yeah, if anybody listening out there wants to check out any of my music or my social medias, they can just find it under Camber Kane and, you know, find my Facebook music page and shoot me a message and tell me hi or something, or tweet me. Tweet me so I can get better at tweeting.
Yeah, you need to practice.
I do. I was actually just about to ask you about where fans can find you on social media. I asked that to pretty much every guest. So you read my mind on that one.
Hey, there we go. We're on the same wavelength.
Exactly. I think I'm gonna let you go before a Blog Talk Radio forcibly kicks us off the network.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you so much again for having me, and I'd love to come back on the show sometime, and we'll definitely keep up with each other, all three of us. And
Absolutely.
Yeah, so thank you all for your support and having me today. And it was a lot of fun talking with both of you. I hope you have a good rest of the evening.
This is probably
same here, and happy Halloween to you, Camber.
What?
Yep.
Happy Halloween.
Oh, thank you. Happy Halloween to both of you as well. Go eat a lot of candy and candy corn and caramel apples.
I'll have to have the apples without the caramel, but I like the thought, though.
This has probably been one of my favorite interviews I've ever done.
Oh, well, that is thank you.
I have not laughed.
Interviews, so
I have not laughed this much in I don't know how long.
Well, if you ever need a laugh, you just give me a shout because.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely want to experience some fun in your sun in the Sunday.
Well, I think I'm gonna let you go, but thanks again for doing this. This has been great.
Thank you so much, and we will definitely do this again. Thank you so much, and may God bless you both. And I'll talk to you all soon, and have a good evening.
You too, Camber.
All right, thank you. Talk to you
I'll
soon.
See you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
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 The smile on my face is just, wow, that was so great.
I told you this would be a fantastic interview, and I wasn't exaggerating at all. Now you know why I've been looking forward to this interview.
Just incredible. Oh, my God. Let's see. Real quick, who's coming on tomorrow?
Singer-songwriter Amanda Cawley.
Yeah.
And
Saturday,
our next show is next week, November 1st. With Southern Halo.
Mm-hmm.
That should also be a lot of
Saturday,
fun. But that's right. The
Saturday we have
Alyssa
Trahan coming on Saturday. That's going to be fun.
Yes,
I
have,
I have time
to go, I guess.
I think I'm going to let you go too, bud, and wrap things up here, okay?
All right. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night, Cody.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later. Hope you enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Kimber Kane. As Craig said, tomorrow we have singer-songwriter Amanda Coffey joining us. And Saturday, both these shows are at 4:30. We have my lovely friend Alyssa Trahan joining us again to catch up on everything she's been doing. I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Put Days with Musk. Thank you and goodbye.